Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Road Commission for Oakland County holding a meeting today to preview next year's road projects. And we're joined by Craig Bryson, who's with the commission. And Craig, what should we expect at this meeting? And thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. So this is a meeting of the Oakland County Federal Aid Task Force. That's the group that determines where federal road funding coming to Oakland County will be spent. And it's made up of representatives of all the cities, villages, townships, as well as the Road Commission, MDOT, and SMART. So what they're going to do at this meeting is review the status of the projects previously approved for 2026. And that's about 10 or so major projects done by both the Road Commission and a number of, in this case, mostly cities in Oakland County.
And I know you wrapped up a study just about a week or so ago, a big study of some of the major intersections or areas around town. Will those be featured in these projects next year?
They are not yet. Those projects are projects we are now seeking federal funding for. They have not yet been approved for federal funding. So this is money. The federal funding usually takes 2 to 3, sometimes 4 years out to get approved for projects. So these are projects that have been in the pipeline for at least 3 years, typically, and that have been approved last year and lined up the year before that. So these are projects that have been around working towards funding for a while.
Okay, so what everybody really wants to know is what projects are we going to be seeing next year? Where?
Right. So the list includes 13-mile road between Southfield and Greenfield Road in the city of Southfield. That's being done by the city of Southfield. Halstead Road from 12-mile to 14-mile in Farmington Hills, being done by the city of Farmington Hills. John R. Road between 11 and 12-mile in Madison Heights by that city. Rochester Road from 13-mile to 14-mile in Royal Oak by the city of Royal Oak. Walton Boulevard between Baldwin Avenue and Joslyn in Pontiac by the city of Pontiac. And then the Road Commission projects include 12-mile road from Novi to Farmington Road, 12-mile road from Orchard Lake to Autumn Ridge, Greenfield Road from Lincoln Drive to 12-mile, Pontiac Trail from 9-mile road to the CSX railroad tracks. That's in South Lyon and Lyon Township. Pontiac Lake Road from Margie Road to Kingston Street, and then Wixom Road at the Duck Lake Road, Sleeth Road intersection, and that's the construction of a roundabout.
And it sounds to me like you have a lot of different projects all over the county, like dispersed evenly throughout the area. Is that on purpose, or is that just because we're looking at population growth or people moving out to these areas and we need wider roads?
It's on purpose, and also it's a point system. There's an evaluation system. Every community and the Road Commission submits our projects to the Federal Aid Committee. The committee evaluates every project submitted based on a point system that looks at crash history, traffic volume, condition of the pavement, that kind of thing, and ranks the projects. So the projects that have the highest scores on that ranking rise to the top, and that typically does work out, so it's generally around the county, though the higher volume roads do tend to rise a little higher in that ranking. But it's intended to address the roads that need the upgrade most based on crash history, traffic volume, and pavement condition.
Yeah, I know you noticed you mentioned a couple of roads in the Beverly Hills area were 11 or 13 mile and also Greenfield, but not at that intersection. Is that because of damage or is that just because it's so heavily traveled? When I go there myself, there's the hospital on 13 mile. That's, of course, at Woodward. But you see that it is just completely jammed up. Are there any of these projects that are where we're seeing? Are we redoing the roads or are we just resurfacing them?
Yes, these are not adding capacity. These are just major resurfacing projects. Well, they'll remove the existing pavement, do some base repair, and put down new pavement. These are not adding capacity. The adding capacity becomes incredibly expensive in areas such as that because they're built out areas, and it typically requires buying right away along the roads, which is extremely expensive. So these are really just maintaining the existing roads, but improving the pavement condition and making some safety improvements sometimes where needed, which can include things like extending turn lanes, updating traffic signals, that kind of thing.
And you did mention one roundabout as well that they're going to be considering, and that's just my final question. Are those safer than an actual intersection?
Absolutely. The data is overwhelming on those, both our data locally and state and federal data. So they have been documented. Almost every study that has been done documents about a 90% reduction in traffic fatalities when intersections are converted from traffic signals to roundabouts. And that's because you're eliminating the head-on collisions and the broadside collisions that are the most fatalities at signalized intersections. We do sometimes see a slight increase in very minor fender benders on multi-lane roundabouts, and we're working to address those, and that's a nationwide issue. But we'll exchange, minor fender bender crashes for fatalities or serious injuries any day of the week.
Yeah, that's right. Our Craig Bryson with the Road Commission for Oakland County. By the way, Craig, just want to let you know that in Massachusetts, they call a roundabout a rotary. I think that we need to.
Well, actually, that is a little bit different. Those are an old-fashioned design. Massachusetts is also replacing a lot of the rotaries. The rotaries were more dangerous because they were larger circles and the traffic was able to move faster in them. The modern roundabouts are designed intentionally to be smaller, to force down the speed, and also to angle the traffic coming in. And a rotary, you enter at a 90-degree angle. So that is actually an old-fashioned design that is being eliminated in most parts of the country and replaced with the modern roundabout design.
And, of course, you're the man to ask about that question. All right. Well, thank you so much. Craig Bryson for the Road Commission for Oakland County. Thanks for joining us this morning. As always, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.